Last week, for the first time, I read a thriller by a Japanese author, obviously translated into English. The title translates as The Devotion of Suspect X, and this is a book by Keigo Higashino. Basically, the plot deals with a single mother, Yasuko, who is harassed by her ex-husband, Togashi. When he traces her again and arrives unexpectedly at her door, violence follows and it ends with her and her daughter, Misato, strangling him. Then her withdrawn neighbor, Ishigamu, a high school maths teacher, phones her and tells her he knows what they've done and he'll help them to get rid of the body, which he does. So, there we have the murder, the killer, and the accomplices right at the beginning, which in itself is vastly different from any other thrillers. And this is also where the book fails as a thriller, and why it wasn't as successful in America, for example, as it was in Japan. We know what happened, murder. We know who did it, Yasuko and Misato, and we know that Ishigami helped them. We also know that this will be investigated. I mean, obviously it was a murder, and this is done by Detective Kasegani with the aid of his friend, a physics professor named Yukawa. Now, Yukawa and Ishigami were students together and are equally brilliant, but Ishigami seems to have failed at life. He teaches maths to uninterested high school kids, lives in isolation, and is blindly devoted to his neighbor, Yasuko. This is one of my problems with the book. Why does he have this obsession with her? She doesn't come across as particularly beautiful, smart, or interesting, and he never has any meaningful conversation with her, yet he is prepared to help her conceal her crime. Thus, as a spare and well-written description of bleak, joyless lives and of a strange obsession, the book works. However, as a thriller, it falls flat, because a thriller must have suspense, and The Devotion of Suspect X has nothing of the kind. The ending is quite unexpected, and it has a nice twist, but by that time I didn't really care anymore. The book does provide a very good mirror of Japanese lifestyles, the furnishings, the food, the social habits, but I don't think that's enough to guarantee success. Also, not being in any way mathematically inclined, I found the lengthy descriptions of mathematical problems and solutions and how these influence life and philosophy very, very tedious. I found the writing itself very remote and cold, true to Japanese restraint, I suppose, but it did nothing to add to my enjoyment of the book. It also created such a distance that I didn't care what happened to any of the characters. So, did I hate it? Nah, not really. Did I like it? Not really. So, my lukewarm reaction prompts me to give the book 2 out of 5.